Mandela, Ruby, Bamba,
Ruby,
Councillor condemns the inaction over sewer flood at downtown mall. Mukoshi bus station construction resumes after material shortages. In African news, explosions at Burundi ammunition depot kills 13 civilians. Presents the lunchtime news. My name is Blessed Chwawa. Kamala Ward Councillor Mainda Simata has condemned what he describes as inaction by authorities regarding a persistent public health hazard at downtown shopping mall in Lusaka. According to Mr. Simata, a sewer discharge has flooded the mall's area car park for over 6 months, creating serious risks for traders and customers. He has urged the Lusaka City Council, the Minister of Local Government, and the Minister of Health to take swift action against the property owners violating public health regulations. Mr. Simata has questioned why health inspectors have not revoked the mall's trading license, noting that small businesses are often penalized for minor infractions. He emphasizes that the law should apply equally to businesses of all sizes and warns that continued inaction could trigger disease outbreaks affecting people nationwide.
So having this place flooded for as long as 6 months with sewer water, that is a risk to public health, and this should not wait for presidential directives for people to be able to act. Laws exist and institutions exist that should quickly respond to this situation. And what needs to be done first and foremost is to withdraw the health permit that has been issued to airing properties, as well as revoke trading licenses. Because before you can be given a trading license, and in particular a health license, inspectors have to ensure that all issues to do with public health are in order, so that the people that use those facilities or trade in those facilities are not in any way exposed to the risk of contracting diseases like cholera, which could easily spread beyond this location.
The construction of a modern bus station at the junction of Phase 1, which was originally scheduled for completion within 60 days, experienced delays due to a shortage of construction materials being sourced from Lusaka. Speaking in an interview with Kombon Radio News, Mukushi Town Council Chairperson Melson Chilemu confirms that the situation has now been resolved. He adds that the materials have been delivered to the construction site, construction works have resumed, and Phase 1 is expected to be completed within 2 months.
My update on the bus stop. For those who don't know, as you are going to the junction, Great North Road, on your right-hand side, you are coming from Kush, you find some people doing some activities after the sheds. FRI sheds, you'll find on the junction people are doing some activities there. That is a new bus stop we are going to have in Mukush. The bus stop was supposed to finish in 3 months' time. There was a bit of a delay because of certain materials were supposed to be ordered from Lusaka, and according to the contractor, there was a line for them to be given such material. I am proud today to say that all the materials are on site. So they've already done, they are doing the ablution block, and they've started doing the foundation for the wall fence.
The Zambia Compulsory Standards Agency, ZCSA, is planning to introduce a mandatory requirement which limits a lead content in paint to 90 parts per million ppm, as required by the Zambia Standard ZS1185, to mitigate risks of lead poisoning, especially in children. ZCSA Executive Director Gerard Chizinga says plans are underway to convert the requirement of not having more than 90 ppm lead content in paint into a compulsory standard in a bid to protect public health in line with the international best practice. Mr. Chizinga says effective regulation to create a level playing field reduces the availability of toxic paints, prevent lead exposure, and protect public health. He said this in Lusaka on Wednesday, April 1st, 2026, in a speech read for him by ZCSA Acting Manager Import Quality Monitoring Kasura Kasengele. This was during a workshop organized by the Zambia Chamber of Commerce and Industry, ZACCI, and Lead Elimination Project, IEEP, aimed at providing support to paint manufacturers on lead-free paint reforms in Zambia.
I'm pleased to announce that plans are already underway to convert the requirement of not having more than 90 ppm lead in paint into a compulsory standard in a bid to protect the health of children from lead poisoning. Once this requirement is declared compulsory, it means that ZCSA will start regulating the manufacturing, importation, exportation, distribution, and use of paint that contain lead. Activities on this assignment of not having more than 90 ppm
and ZACCI Acting Chief Executive Officer CEO Emmanuel Mumba says the chamber is aware of dangers of lead in paint, and hence it is promoting a sustainable growth and productivity in the manufacturing sector.
Manufacturing is a very significant sector. Over the years, we have witnessed growth in the sector. Right now, we're speaking about 9.4%, but obviously, the paint industry in the value chain is critical to that figure as well. So as Zaki, we have committed ourselves to making sure that we develop interventions and support to the manufacturing sector and the growth. But obviously, as we are promoting sustainable growth and productivity in the manufacturing sector, We are also taking cognizance of key issues such as lead, and how we can empower and, you know, transition. It's not a burden to the private sector, but wants to transition and develop interventions that will speak to us.
The 2026 Constituency Development Fund, the CDF, a skills component, is making a significant impact.